Yezu hisha matlas medina shegehenim. Which pasuk is the one that saves us from medina shegehenim? Who the chsiv by Evro, the one that says the lashon of Evro. The chsiv it says yom Evro hayom hu, and that goes on gehenim. So kids, so the pasuk that says Evro of lo yoyel hayin b'yom Evro, that means that tzaka tatsmim avos will save you from gehenim. The Yezli Shamatzlas of Misa Mishuna, which pasuk is it that Tzaka will save you from a Madna or Misa Mishuna? That's Noisnoi, Vienna Yodei Elami Noisna. If you give Tzaka and you do not know to who you give it to, that's the biggest chus, that will save you from a Misa Mishuna. Or else, Noitla, the Oni takes the money, Vienna Yodei Elami Noitla, does not know who gave it to him. These are the two Midas, that the one that gives it does not know who he's giving it to, and the one that receives it does not know who is receiving it from. So like this, noisna v'yena deyelim mi noisna, say give it, and the oni should not know who gave it to him, lafuke mid marukfa. This is not like marukfa. So Rashi says, to ravukfa, or next gemara, we'll see, then noitlo, if the oni takes it, and v'yena deyelim mi noitlo, does not know who he got it from, that's also big midah, and that's also called lafuke mid rababa. That's not like rababa. So Mar said, we'll soon see, Rashi, what the cases were. The yellow, but if so, heichi levit, what should you do? The best answer is, leisiv liyaniki shotzdaka, put it into the pushka box. So then the oni that takes it does not know who gave it to him, and the person that gives it also does not know to which oni he gave it to. So there won't be any embarrassment. Because like this, if the oni knows who's giving it to him, he's always embarrassed of that person. This is the best type of tzedakah. So Rashi says, it means, the rav ukva v'rab abba masechta ksubis. Marukfa used to put like $4 every day in a noni's box. So in other words, he knew who he gave it to, but the oni did not know who gave it to him. That was his midah. And Rav Abba used to do was, he used to put money like over his shoulders and walk between the aniyim and drop the money there and walk away. So he did not know which Ani took the money, but the Aniyim knew who gave it to them. Like the Aniyim saw Rav Abba pass by, and they saw Rav Abba drop the money. So each one did a certain midah. But the best is not like that. The best is that not you should know who you're giving it to, and not they should know who gave it to them. How do you do that? That's through the Aniki Shotzdaka. That's the best way to do it. Yeah. Next we have a kasha. Ma'yase odom v'yiloi bonim schorim. What should a person do? And b'schus zeh he'll have a children have boys. Rav Lezer loymer yefarzim moysav laniyim. Let him spread out his money for tzedakah. Give it to aniyim. Rav Yishua loymer yesamech ishto dvar mitzvah. Let him make his wife happy. B'shach she does the mitzvah of tashmish. When he lives with his wife, make her happy. Rashi says lefnei tashmish. Put her into a good mood, and then b'shach tashmish you b'zayach to have a zohar. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Lo yitein odem pruta liyanaki shav tzedakah. You should not put money into the pushka of tzedakah. Helim came emun oleo, unless there's somebody in charge. Now don't just leave your money hefka in the anarchy. You don't know who's going to take it. There has to be somebody in charge there, to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. Like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin, somebody should be in charge. So Gemara says, true. Now this is the kasha, before it's mashma, as long as you put it into the pushka box, that's enough. Even though nobody's in charge. And here we see, no, the schus is only if you have somebody in charge of it. So Gemara says, true. Ki ko amrinan, when he said at the beginning also, that the best thing is to put it in a pushka box, that's the mimni olei, krebi chananya ben tradin. He also meant to say, when you have somebody choshev, taking care of that pushka box. So therefore, the person that gave it, like the gabbai doesn't know who gave it, and the aniyim don't know who gave it to them either. Omer Rabbi Avua. Omer Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Bama Torum Keren Yisrael. How should we lift up the Keren, the crown, the horn of Klal Yisrael? Omer Loi, so he says, back to them, Bechisisa. So Rashi learns, Omer Loi, Bechisisa, in Boyas Losseis Roshim, Beyagvoyas Kach Mem, Kaiflet Zaka. That means like, how should we count Klal Yisrael? It means by give, that they should give Zaka. Bechisisa, we gave the Maksa Shekel. Kitzah means by giving tzedakah, that's called Torum Keren Yisrael. V'yomer Bavua, Shalu Eshloimai ben David. The Eshloimai ben David. Ad Heichen Koichos of tzedakah. How far goes the Koyach, the power of tzedakah? Omolahen, Tzu Urei Ma Pirish David. Abba, Shlomo Melech said, go look what my father David Melech explained. A pasuk in Tehillim that he said, Pizer Nosel Lianim is Lev Yonim, is Titkosle Amedis Lad, and Karno Torah Mechovit. That Pizer Nosel Lianim means people spread upon their money to give out to the to the poor people. So Titkosle Amedis Lad and Karno Torah Mechovit. We have Abba over Mehachov in this pasuk. Who meroymem yishkoin mitzidah saloyim ishgaboy lachma nosa meimov neamonim. That matam meroymem yishkoin, what's the reason why chayisol the tzadikim will sit high up? The reason is mitzidah saloyim ishgaboy mishom the lachma nosan o meimov neamonim. Because they gave money. They gave money, they gave food to tzedakah. Because of this, they'll be zaycha to be meroymem. The yomer abavua, shalu eshloima, the eshloima melech, eizeo ben oilam habo. Who is considered a ben olam habo? Omolem, he said back to him, kol she kineged the kenov kovoid. That kineged is kenov, he has respect. Rashi says, kineged the kenov kovoid means, oisom she chokun lem kovoid v'olam hazeh. If they give respect to older people in this world, machmas chokmas iknosam, people that go and give respect to older people, they'll reserve to, they're going to be the ben olam habo. Ki ho di yoseh b'reid rabbi Yeshua. Like Rabbi Yosef, brother of Yeshua. In other words, people will think that if you give respect to somebody, you're nothing. And really, it's not that way. The fact that you give respect to older people, that makes you gufa ben olam habo. And kiho di Yosef, brother of Yeshua. Cholash, he got sick and injured. He fainted. Now, omalei avua. So he fainted. Mustam means he had a nevuah, like his neshama went up to Shemayim. He was able to see what was doing in Shemayim. Omalei, so he said to him, Avuah, so his son said to him, Father, Machozis, what did you see in that world? What did you see there? Omalei, he said back to him, Mishino, Oilam Hofach Risi. I saw an Oilam Abu, a turned over world. I saw a turned over world. That means El Yoinim Lamata. That people that are in this world act as if they're great, and the next world they're mamash all the way down. V'tachtoinim, the people that don't respect in this world, Lamala, the very Choshev on top. The people that are so respectful here, respected, because they're so rich. Rishim shom shem lamata, upstairs, they're not choshev, they're nobody. V'tachtoinim lamala. Rishim aniyim shem beinenu shvolim. I saw people that here on this world, they're poor, they look down upon. Shom rishim chashuvim, upstairs, they're very choshev people. Omalei. So he said back to him, son said back to him, Mishino, Oilam Abororisa, you saw a clear world. That's the emes. That's the truth. And he asked back to him though, V'yanan hechik chazisa. Sinon, where did see us? The Bali Torah Rashi says, Hecha sinon hech. How was our chshivas in Oilam Abor? Or Malaki hecha de chashvin and hocha, chashvin and hosam. The same way at Tamachochim is chashiv here. Rashi says, Ki hecha, the eastern hocha, chashuvim and echbodim, hoch eastern hosam. The same way that Tamid Chachamim, a chashiv here, that's the same way the chashiv in Shemayim also. And v'shamati shayoyim, but I heard in Shemayim they were saying there that Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamuda biyodai. Happy is the person that comes to Shemayim and has his learning with him. V'tamuda biyodai. Famous Tosfos speaks out here. El yoinim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala pirish rach tiyomru agoinim shekabolo biyodom rav mipi rav diolam hofa. What does it mean to say when he went upstairs in Shemayim he saw a turned over world? Hainu shiror Shmuel. Teve Yosef Kaimid, Rabbi Yehuda, Talmidei. He saw Shmuel that was sitting in front of his Talmud. Mishum demicha bishmuel, perabama bebehema. Because he was meicha with him. Therefore he was put back up there. He saw this. Yeah. Right. The Shemati said also, we heard in Shemayim, Shayyim, they were saying upstairs, Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed like on Kfayt Shemayim, for the Haruge Malchus, and call bury you yechol olam of mechitzasin. Nobody could stand near them. That's how choshev they are. Rashi, oh yeah. Tzmor says, man ninu. Who are these people? Hilaim, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, it means by the asara rugei malchus. Rabbi Akiva, Tzmor asks the question. Mishum erugei malchus v'sulai is the only reason why they're so choshev upstairs because of this last maisa that they were killed by Kiddush Hashem and the whole lifetime not like pshita balav hachinami. That Pshit, even Rav Kiva was not Moisin Nefesh. Also, all the schusim he had from his whole lifetime would make him so chashiv upstairs. So Marin says, Ela haruge Lud. It means the people that were killed in Lud. There, those people were the chshivas were because there were mice and nefesh over there. But without that, they wouldn't have been so choshev. Tani, we learn like this. Omar lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tamidiv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his talmidim, "Bnei, my children, mal shomer kosev." What does the pasuk mean when it says tzedaka teroimim goy vechesed lumim chatos nena? That tzedaka will pick up the nation, but chesed by the goyim is like a chatos. What does that mean? Nena Reb Lezer. So his son Reb Lezer said like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son Reb Lezer answered back and said, the Yomer said like this. Tzedaka teroimim goy elu Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael gives tzedaka, it lifts them up, makes them great. The pasuk says, "Homikam chayisrael liyechad boretz." Then, when the pasuk says, "Vechesed lumim chatas," that means called tzedaka vechesed. Shuma is oivde kachav moisim. Even the kindness and the tzedaka that goyim do and give chetul hen. It's only a chet for them. Why? Sheinim oisim elul is gadaboy. They only give money, do the tzedaka to look great, for covet, for respect. But they don't do it lishma. Therefore, by them, it's only a chet. K'may shenem, the pasuk says, Deilohim bekrivon nichoichin alohom shemayo matklinan lachayimaku benoyul diyovet hochi. Yeah. So, okay, so they only do it to be praised. So we ask the question like, so what? Oh, diyovet hochi la tzedaka gemuri. Even if somebody gives tzedaka, I'm not to be praised. Is that not called tzedaka? What tanya we learned? Hoi, mer, somebody says, sell us zel tzedaka. I want to give this money for tzedaka. I want to give some tzedaka now. But bishvil sheyechya bni, I'm doing a mischus. That because of this mitzvah, my son should live. Or else, b'shvil she'eskel elam abo. I want to give tzedakah now, that I should be zeichah to elam abo. That's the reason why I'm giving tzedakah now. Gemara says clearly, harei zeh tzadik gomer. The person is called a tzadik gomer. It means he's doing the mitzvah. Rashi says, harei zeh tzadik gomer, adov zeh machshava zu. Now, even though he's having this machshava, he can still be called a tzadik. But it doesn't mean he's a tzadik just because of this. It means that this does not take away from his tzitzkis. He can still be called a tzaddik even though he's doing this. Rakoponim, you see, it's something good, it's nothing bad. Tumar says, Lakash, there's no sira. I tell you, can be Yisrael, can be Yerv Dikichovim. When a Jew does this, he gets reward. Mashenkim, by Goyim, they do not get. They get no reward. For them, it's called a chet. Rashi says, can be Yisrael, the can be Yerv Dikichovim. Yisrael died in Lashemayim. When a Jew gives tzedakah, no matter what his mind is, really is doing Hashem. He's doing it for Hashem's sake. No, he wants something else also. So ben yichya ben lichya, ainu mahar racham midas adin. Whether Hashem keeps the son alive or not, he doesn't feel bad that he gave tzedakah. And even though he's saying this, he wants that also to happen. But avada his kavana is to do the mitzvah. Avalakum by a goy, ainu, it's not that way. Ainu noisen elu amanas kain v'yim lav mischarat. A goy only does kindness because he feels he wants something back. And if he doesn't get that back, he feels bad that he gave the tzedakah. So that's not called tzedakah. That's one shot. Then the Gemara says, Nena Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua answered back Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and told him another pshat in the pasuk. The Yom like this, tzedakah tzroimim goy. When the pasuk says that tzedakah will pick up a nation, Elu Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael gives tzedakah, it lifts them up. The pasuk says, "Omikam choyischo goyechad goyechad boretz." They're the great nation. V'chesed lumim chatos. What does that mean? Kol tzedakah v'chesed. Shumas oivdik echavim moisim chetul hen. It's also the same shot as before, but say a new reason though. That what any tzedakah or kindness that goyim do is only a chet for them. Why? Shein oisin elo kadei shetamshich malchusam. They're only doing it that kingdom should last. That's why they're doing it. Again, not lishma, but they're only doing it for their own sake. Shinema, the pasuk in Daniel says, "Lehen malko malka yishvar alecha vechatiyecha betzadka porik veavyischa vemichon aniyin hein tevi arkon lishlusicha." That that should extend your kingdom. The kids are the reason why they give tzedakah is only that their kingdom should be extended. Nehne Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel then said another pshat. The yom like this: when the pasuk says tzedakah toroy mem goi elu Yisrael, it's going on Klai Yisrael. The pasuk says about Klai Yisrael, "Omikam Klai Yisrael liyechad boretz." Now Klai Yisrael does tzedakah, they're great. V'chesed lumim chatas, that means called tzedakah v'chesed. Sha'akim oisim chetu lehen. Any chesed and tzedakah that a guy does, it's only a chet for him. Why? She'en oisim elalis yoriboy. They only give tzedakah to be big shots. to be a big shot, to be a Baal Yehura, be a Baal Gaivanik. So that's a chet for them. And the cholam is your, whoever is a Baal Gaivanik, lifts himself up, thinks he's great, is nice will begin and will fall into Gehenna. Shinem the Pasuk says, Zayd Yoyer Leitz Smoy Oysa B'Evrat Zodai. That Leitz, if someone is a Baal Gaivanik and a Leitz, he'll only make himself into Evrat. V'yein Evro Elo Gehenna. What does Evra mean? It only means Gehenna. Shinem the Pasuk says, Yoyim Evro Hayemahu. That day of Ruach means the day that you go to Gehenna. Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Onut Srichin Lomaydoi. We still need the way Maidoi touches up shot in the Pasuk. That Reb Lezer Maidoi Yoimah. That Reb Lezer Maidoi says, Tzedokah Troimim Goy. When the Pasuk says that Tzedokah lifts up the nation, Elu Yisrael. That goes when Klaiso, when Jews give Tzedokah, it lifts them up. The Pasuk says, Umi Kamcha Yisrael Goyechad Boretz. V'chesed lumim chatos. What does that mean? That called tzedakah v'chesed shakim oisim chetu lohim. That any tzedakah chesed a guy does is a chet. Why? Shein oisin ela lecharif oisonu. They're only doing it like to curse us out. That's why they're doing it. Only to make fun of us. Shenem the pasuk says vayovoi vayas Hashem kasher diber ki chatosam Hashem v'loi shematem mekoyloi v'loi lechem adobra azeh. That they only did things like to go against Hashem, to get Hashem angry. So even the tzedakah that they do, they only do it amanas to lecharef oisano, to curse us, like to rank us out. But Reb Nechunya ben Akona, Nenner Reb Nechunya ben Akona, Nechunya ben Akona said pshat, and the pasuk like this, V'yama, tzedakah t'raimim goy, v'chesed Yisrael ulumim chatas. And omelim, he's going like this. What Stoko Teroimem Goy V'Chesed Yisrael? That goes on Yisrael. That's the way he read the pasuk. That Stoko Teroimem Goy V'Chesed. That Stoko lifts up the nation in kindness. That's the Klai Yisrael. Or Liyumim, but to a Goy Chatus. Omle Rav Yechonah Metzakla Tamidov. Niren Divrim Nechunya Ben Akona Medivrei Midvorai. I like what Nechunya Ben Akona says more than your words. Or Medivreichem. Lefishu Noisens Stoko V'Chesed Yisrael. Because the way he dashes the pasuk, he's using the word chesed, also goes upon Klai Yisrael. So he'd rather dash it that way. That stoko t'roimim goivo chesed, that all goes on Klai Yisrael. Uliakim chatas, just goes on what? That the chatas, the chet is to the goyim. Not here. Michlad hu nami yomar, he also said a pshat. Mai, what did he say? The Tanya we learned. Omelem Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kishem shachatis mechaperas on Yisrael, the same way yachatis is mechapa for Klai Yisrael, kach stoka mechaperas haluma soilam. Tell me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai just said before, he just said that nira dibur of Nechunya ben Akona midvorai. Mashmi likes the way he learned pshat deader than the way he himself learned pshat.